Mexico is well known for being a ham market, especially bone-in ham market. 55% of the total imports from pork, it is just one product, and that is bone-in ham. So Mexico depends a lot on the U.S. on these products, and the U.S. depends a lot in Mexico as well. One of the things is that we are trying to diversify, number one, in the products that we do using the hams and give a more value-added product on the hams. One example of this is that we are using hams, for example, to do pork jerky to be sold in the convenience stores in Mexico. But this is an example of how are we trying to develop a product with a value added on the main one that is the ham. Now, going to the other products, to the other premise, yes, we're really committed and looking forward always to develop a new markets for pork loin. Pork loin in the top of mind on the consumer, in the Mexican consumers is pork chop. That's it. That's the only product that they know. Pork chop for everything. Oh, well, wait, smoke pork chops too. So it's two different type of products, no? The regular and the smoke. But that is the reason why, among many other things, that we decided to develop a market in the market. Mexico, yes, it is a mature market in the overall, but we need to identify those regions in the countries that we can see and we can identify some business opportunities on these type of products.